Be'ez Hashem Yisbo'ch, we begin Chelek Gimel in the Mishnah Berurah. But the Mishnah Berurah has a specific hakdama, words of introduction, specifically for this Chelek. It says, Ksiba Torah. It says in the Torah, Zachar Esim HaShabbos HaKatzrei, remember the day of Shabbos to sanctify it. Sheish HaShem HaTavid B'Gomer, 6 days you work, etc. Ki Sheish HaShem 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 And it explains the reasoning, the rationale for Shabbos. Because 6 days a week, Hashem made heaven and earth, etc. So Hayur Lo Nakaz B'Zeh. Says the Mishnah Berurah that the Pasuk is instructing us with these words, she'in Shabbos, that the idea, the concept of Shabbos, who shorish emuna, it's the source of the roots of faith, leida to know she'olam humechudish, that the world was something that was introduced, it was a new thing that was created, explicitly coming to remove from those who want to say it always was, as the pasuk has come to tell us, that the kibin shabarakol, since he created it all, which is saying, and that's why the 6 days a week that when he created we work, and Shabbos when he stopped we rest. So who other than Alko? So the implication of that, since he created, he's the master of it all. We're his servants. Therefore we have to do his will. And we have to serve with all our bodies and our souls and our money. Because everything is his. Essentially paraphrasing the Shema, which God's the creator, and therefore we have to serve him. And the Torah is therefore warning regarding safeguarding Shabbos. It says it 12 times in the Torah. And the sages tell us, whoever safeguards the Shabbos, as if he fulfilled the entire Torah. Whoever desecrates the Shabbos, it's as if he denied the entire Torah. And everything was the cause of the reason we mentioned before, since the roots of faith, which is the everything depends on the faith, understanding God created the world, and therefore they have all the implications. The root of that is Shabbos, which is the testimony. It's the ice and the bris that testifies. And therefore, that's why the Torah mentions it so many times, and it's such an important concept. The Medrash says, Omer Rabbi Elazar bar Avina, Metzina b'Torah v'Nevi'im Maksuvim. We find in Tanakh, Shashkul the Shabbos connected kol mitzvahs, that Shabbos is the equivalent of all the mitzvahs. By term nine, we would know from the Torah, Shabbos, Shashah, Moshe, Lomel, Mitzvahs, Shabbos, when Moshe delayed telling them the mitzvah of Shabbos. I'm like, Kodesh Baruch said, Ad onami antem lishma mitzvahs, Mitzvahs, Begaymer. Until when are you going to refuse to safeguard my mitzvahs, my Torahs? That sounds like the whole Torah. And Maksav Achar, what does it say after that? Ru, Ki Hashem, Nosel, Lechava, Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu finally told them, look, Hashem give you the Shabbos. So you see that that's the equivalent of mitzvahs, Mitzvahs. In Navi, we find Shanema, Beyamru be based Yisrael by Midbar. Hashem says that the Jewish people rebelled against me in the Midbar. In my statue, they didn't go. They desecrated my Shabbos. You see, that's referring to Shabbos. By Ksubinayim, what do we know in Ksubim? Shanema says, Val Harsina, you're added to, and Harsina, you came down, but the Baratimam, you spoke with them, and Maksavacharav, which is the whole time, what does he have to that? And your holy Shabbos, you let it be known to them. Which Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Kodesh Baruch Hu said to the Jewish people, "Tisku lishmer Shabbos, if you merit to safeguard Shabbos, mali ani aleichem, I consider on you kilu shemaratim kol mitzvah shabatayra, as if you safeguard all the mitzvahs in the Torah. But if you mechalalta ma'isav, if you desecrated mali ani aleichem kilu chalatim kol mitzvahs, I consider on you as if you desecrated all the mitzvahs. Chinu oimer, like it says in the pasuk, shomer Shabbos mechalloi, who safeguards Shabbos from desecrating it, v'shomer yodim ases kol ro v'chul, and he watches his hand from committing all evil, which is that you see that all the evil is the equivalent of Chilul Shabbos, Ayin Sham, look over there. So he says, Re'ez Chomer Oven, look how severe is the sin, Sheyesh Be'ez Chilul Shabbos, that you have in the prohibition of desecrating Shabbos. Al Yidua, because it's well known, Sheyesh Kama Chalokah Noshim Alavoinus. There's many different types of divisions of the types of punishments a person gets for sins that he committed. Yesh Inyon, there's certain ideas, Shekshadim Oy Balein, when the person violates them, Hurak Yisra Sibulat. It's just not fulfilling a positive commandment in the Torah. Chamim is more severe than this. Is avayin shishal in israelav. You have certain sins that are the prohibition of a negative prohibition. Chamim is more severe than avayin shishal in misabedei shemayim. That it's a sin that a person gets death from the hands of heaven. Chamim is more severe than avayin shishal in yoinish karas. A sin that a person gets cut off his life and his children die. Chamim is more severe than avayin shishal in misabedei adam. When the person gets capital punishment, it gets executed in this world. And the lowest of that is when Mises Chenik gets strangulation. The malam is a higher than that is Oysen Shonshon who had Besayif. The punishment he gets executed by the sword, beheaded. The malam is a more severe is Oysen Shemisas and Besayif, someone that gets death penalty of being burnt to death. L'malmukum, the most severe of them all, is Aysan Shemisasim Miskila, those that the death is by being stoned to death. Ki Achamur Shemis, it's the most severe of all the death penalties. V'alavoyin Chilah Shabbos B'mezeh, it's for the sin of desecrating Shabbos deliberately. Halamisasim Miskila, his death is by being stoned to death. So it says, V'nuch Aliris Oides Chimer Oven. So you see how severe it is. But it said, additionally, you could see how severe is the sin Shish B'Issa Chilah Shabbos you have in the prohibition of Chilah Shabbos. V'alavichol Avoyin is because in all the sins, Labad Misa, but you come except for idolatry, which is going directly opposite God being the deity, the one that's in charge. As Kamlan, we know, all the other mitzvahs, if someone is renegade, if someone is rebellious in any one of the mitzvahs in the Torah, so in the mumu l'chol Torah, it's not considered as someone who is a renegade for the whole Torah. The Ilav Issa Shabbos, whereas by the Issa Shabbos, Kaimel Mesimah Shin Pei Hei Siv Gimel, Mechaber tells us, Imhuv Kretz Le'Issa Shabbos, if someone is like it's a lax by him, as if it's nothing, the prohibition of Shabbos, Voibel of Kampam Bevesa, and he violates many times in public, Umumul Chol Terah, he's considered a renegade for the entire Torah, V'Dinei Kavi Kav Mamash, his halach is like literally like someone who worships idolatry, and therefore, V'Mudar Misol B'Shosechad, if he lives with a Jew in one area, so if you want to make an Erev, you would have to rent from that Jew his domain, like when you live with a non-Jew. If he slaughters an animal, even if another Jew standing over him, he sees that he slaughtered appropriately, even so, his slaughtering is considered like a full-fledged dead animal that wasn't properly slaughtered, because it's not considered someone who could slaughter, because he's considered like a non-Jew. But now the reason for all this is because the machalas the Shabbos, Rebbe disagrees. The Shabbos kuyif b'maisa bereishis, he's denying God's act of creation, which is put in the asterisk that the wording of the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos is that Shabbos and idolatry, both of them are the equivalent of all the mitzvahs entire. Shabbos is a sign between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Jewish people forever. And therefore, whoever violates other mitzvahs is considered from the Rishay, from the wicked people of the Jewish people. But someone who chal Shabbos b'vehesa is like someone who worships idolatry. And both of them, literally, you have a halachic status like a non-Jew. As the Mishnah Berurah continues, like an idol worshiper. Therefore, the punishment of someone who desecrates Shabbos is by being stoned to death, like regarding idolatry. And it's without a warning. At least then he dies young and his children die out. Again, from all this, a person could see as Gedol in Shal Shabbos, a great idea of Shabbos. There's many other types of teachings from our sages that are very great in their terminology about how great is the sin of desecrating the Shabbos. And this Mishnah Berurah says, you also have to know how to mach mitzvah Shabbat Torah. There's 248 positive commandments in the Torah. Sheit l'Hashem Yisbarach l'Adam that Hashem put on the person to do. L'zachram u'l'shamram, to remember them and to keep them. Hu neged r'machei b'am Shabbat Adam. They're the equivalent of the 248 or limbs that a person has in his body. Now just like the person's limbs in his body, there's different types of organs and limbs. Yes, she'ein Hashem t'lui b'am. Certain types of limbs that the person's soul does not depend on them. Like the hand, the foot, and similar. Even if they would be missing from a person. Now, of course, the loss would be incredibly great. A person who lost a foot or lost a hand. Even so, Nikurak B'Shem Bal Mom is only called a person with a blemish. He's a handicapped person. Now, certain that things that through their what they're lacking. In your halicha is a panay table. However, those types of lackings, a person cannot survive to live on this world. If his head gets chopped off, or let's say the closing of the areas in his heart get torn open, he can't survive. Those are the places where the person's head and the person's heart are the source of his life. The equivalent, as we're saying regarding the physical body, we're talking about the spiritual body, is the equivalent of both of the mitzvahs of Hashem Yisbach. Shalein gam can say on them, the osa says that a person does them and that's how he lives with them. But then, like it says in the pasuk, yuchayecha berachimecha, because it's your life and it's what lengthens your days. So there's the physical life and there's the spiritual life. But in Pesukim HaBakan, you have many verses like this, which illustrate to us, because the primary life of the soul for the future, for the world to come, that depends on fulfilling the Torah, which is the equivalent in this world is the physical soul which is for this world. So yesh mitzvahs, you have certain mitzvahs, shafilim pasha adam va'avalein, even if a person is negligent regarding them and he violates them, hu nikula ma'borak b'shem amum, in the world to come, okay, it'll be considered a handicap. Becomes a gnai gadol hanetzach. Of course, that's a great shame and disgrace for the for eternity. The yidua mashukaz of Rav Chaim Vital b'shachar kedusha, well known, what Rav Chaim Vital said in the shachar kedusha, v'chein agrav b'mishle, the Vilna Gaon says the same thing in Mishle, d'chaboli yimotzal nezach b'nafshi. This injury will be there eternally in his soul. Bo'isa eiver shapasha b'alotzen Hashem Yisbarach, and that organ that he was sinfully negligent over the will of God. But Nimtzer comes at Dimaloy Hinech Tvil, if he didn't put on Tvil, after Mechamical Mitzvah, even though he fulfilled all the Mitzvahs, he's going to be considered blemished in his hand, he's going to be handicapped in his hand. It comes out when he's going to stand up for the time of the revival of the dead. All the Jewish people are going to stand up alive and healthy with all their organs. He's going to have a handicap, a blemish in his left hand for eternity. Because it's the merit in the midst of the Torah that person fulfills in his limbs. That what gives the rights for the revival in the life of the world to come. Call mitzvah mitzvahs. Every mitzvah in the 248 mitzvahs. It's what gives vitality to the organ of the 248 that apply to it. Like we say, an eternal life he planted inside of us, which is that the real vitality is the mitzvahs that apply to that organ. Now, since he wantonly violated that mitzvah, there's nothing to give vitality and life to that organ. How much is the person going to be bemoaning this fact subsequently? Everyone's going to know how great was his rebellion in Hashem in the mitzvah tefil. Same thing is if he's going to be blemished in any of the other organs, regarding any other things that he was lacking in. As we continue to the next daf, but targum kehelis, like we find in the in the Targum, the Aramaic translation of Kehelis, Al-Pasik, all the way at the end, where it says, Save Dabar Kol Nishma. At the end of everything, when everything is heard, the way Targum translates it is, the Hainu, Shelev Asayiv, meaning Save Dabar, at the end, HaKol Nishma, HaKol Yisparasim Inakol, everything will be publicized for everyone to see. Everyone's going to know. Hakim Dirva, that's what the Pasik says, as Elkim Yira, God you should fear, as Mitzvah Shemar, and as Mitzvah you should keep, Kizeh Kol Adam, because this is the entire man. What does it mean, this is the entire man? But someone needs to say, is this idea that we're saying, Shemeramach mitzvah shasal lavin, from the 248 mitzvahs asay, and from the 365 negative prohibitions, Shenishma adam b'meichav, that a person safeguards in the days of his life, Yibon alas kala adam, that's going to, in the future, build the entire person. Nimsa comes out, k'sheyakum b'yibal mum b'ze'eh, but when he's going to get up, and he's going to be blemished in any one of his organs. Oishis kalkula ezegin megidab, or he was negligent, he was bad in any one of his ligaments, which hamachunim, those are the what's termed for negative shasal lavin shabatayra, to the equivalent of the 365 negative prohibition of Torah. Yis boi nakol, everyone's going to understand. Easy mitzvah say love over b'shat nefesh, which positive or negative prohibition did he violate wantonly? But kamakol nechlima yisbo deizal nazaka, how much shame and embarrassment is he going to suffer for this point for eternity? Now, but that's certain types of mitzvahs. The yeshin yon mshim negative rosh v'alev. Now there are certain ideas that are the equivalent to the head and to the heart. Which that's the primary vitality of the holy soul, like believing in God and His Torah, and the idea of keeping Shabbos. The Gamkin Yisraelimun is also the foundation of the faith. If you're lacking those things, you already were lost the primary vitality of His holy soul. And therefore, when he's living in this world, he's living only with his animal soul. He doesn't have his holy soul because he's cut off. There's nothing to revive him at the time of the revival of the dead because he doesn't exist. It's not like he's just missing a hand or a foot. He's missing his essence. He's missing his head or his heart, which you can't live without. Now the merit of safeguarding Shabbos like the halacha, it's effective to be pardoning for him all his sins. Like the Gemara says, whoever safeguards the Shabbos like like the halacha, even if you sin like the generation of Enosh, which they introduced idolatry, they forgive him. Praiseworthy is the person, but it's also referring to Dur Enosh, who does this, and the son of man who strengthens himself in it, keeping Shabbos from desecrating it, and he protects his hand from doing any bad, which don't read it from desecrating it, you can read it that he's pardoned, even if you have like Enosh, a Shem Shabbos is Machalai. Now, Masha Mikhail Chasek says the Mishnah Berurah this, that it says, like it's halacha, why is the Maamar Chazal saying that word? Because it's known, Sheish Lamates Avas Malachas, there's 39 primary categories of forbidden activity. Ubuchalav, in every primary category, Kamavakamat to love, there's many derivatives. And actually, we Yishalmi, Periklah Godel Isid, brought to Rabbi Yechmish Diko Kach, they were so analytical. That they found in every primary category, which is 39 of them, they found lamates to lavdish, 39 derivatives in every single one of those. So that's a lot. This is what the Gemara is alluding to, shishma Shabbos kalocha, that you should safeguard the Shabbos like the halocha, one should not disagree in any one specific, which that's a big test. So he says, ach be'eze inyan. Now, in what way could one come to such a level? Shishma Shabbos b'chol prata, that someone should safeguard the Shabbos in all specifics. The idea that's counseled for this is Shiyir Lazarus is asked my person should find himself to motivate himself to learn the halachas of Shabbos. But lachs al tamed at the constantly reviewing it. That he should know what's forbidden, what's permitted. Because if not the case, even if he's going to learn all the ideas of Musar, of self improvement that motivate a person to safeguard Shabbos appropriately, it's not going to help. Like it's brought in the Midrash of Mishle, where it says in the Pasuk, "Ladas Chachma Musa," that for a person to know wisdom and rebuke, which says Chachma first before Musa, because in Yesh Biyadi Shalom Chachma, a person has the wisdom, he has the knowledge, then he can learn Musa, which is the motivation, the inspiration. But in Biyadi Shalom Chachma, a person does not have the wisdom. Why? Because the intent is like this. Because if he's mistaken in the primary concept, he thinks, because he doesn't know, he doesn't have the chachma, he doesn't have the wisdom, he thinks there's nothing prohibited over here. So what's going to help if you motivate him, you tell him, and you inspire Shabbos? What does it help? I don't know what Shabbos is. You don't know the halachas. But Chanan ben Yenin, the same thing's over here. Everything's regarding something that it's not a prohibited activity, it's not a rabbinic prohibition. All the motivation is not going to go anywhere. Hadimin says the Mishnah Berurah. An example is like, let's say someone suddenly has a sudden loss. Let's say his animals rebelled. They started running away on Shabbos. Yeah, wasn't time to go. He has geese or chickens. She just recently bought them. They weren't accustomed to like his house. And therefore they ran away. How easy it is to violate the biblical prohibition of trapping when you're going to go catch them. Even the prohibition of telling a non-Jew, which is rabbinically prohibited, to catch with his hands, that's not permitted in such a situation. Now, had he learned the halacha, you would know the permitted way. That says you would say, whoever saves doesn't lose. That you're allowed to say, and the non-Jew does it, that's permitted. Tell the non-Jew, which is Issa Drabanan, that he should take the chickens and the geese to a place where it's not considered biblically trapping. So that's only a rabbinic prohibition itself, which would be shvus to shvus, but makom hefse would be permitted. Let's say to a large room, it's not easy to catch them, even after they're brought in. Like it's brought in the Gemara, where you cannot reach it with one jump, it's not biblical prohibition of trapping. So you just have to know the way, but if you don't, you could be violating Isurim. Let's say another example. Let's say it happened. You have the candles and suddenly the tablecloth catches on fire on the table on Shabbos. That person gets overwhelmed regarding his money. His whole house might come down. Chas v'shalom. You talk. It's possible. He's going to quickly put it out. Although he knows prohibited, he's not allowed to do mechaba to extinguish. But it's all because he doesn't know the permitted way. Had he learned the halachas of Shabbos, he would know the permitted way for this. Simply, you pour water on the place where the fire is not caught onto yet, and then it's going to extinguish when it gets to there. Or he's going to call a non-Jew to put it out. So let's say regarding the prohibition about selecting. It's very common for a person to stumble because he just simply lacks information. Let's say an example would be there's two types of chicken on the table that are different. He wants to pick one type from the other type. Well, he wants to take that type and, you know, he doesn't want the guest to take. He wants to put that away for a later point in time. That's a full-fledged prohibition. That's brought in the halachic authorities. Ella rather, you're allowed to take what you want to eat right now, and the rest will be, by default, left for later. Okay, so to another example, look at Hashum and Shalach Cholov. Let's say you want to skim off the fat that's on the milk, shekar and smetana, which is the fat. But simtzum, exactly. And you're taking just the fat and leaving the milk. Yesh b'zeh mishum bar, that's a problem, but selecting. Eli nichma atlet tzai l'chalv, rather, you should leave a little bit on the side of the fat, or yishikar ma'chalvim, or take a little bit from the milk with it, so you're not separating, you're taking with, or leaving from. V'oid kama v'kama halachas b'inyin bar, it says, and there's many such halachas regarding the topic of selecting. B'chim melechas dash, or the melech of threshing, v'lisha, and kneading, u'melaben, and whitening, and b'sharyam is melechas, and other primary categories of melechas. Whoever doesn't learn, could very easily stumble on this. Could you find each one, as many specifics halachas, which it pertains to biblical prohibitions, specifically regarding cooking or shehiya and maintaining from before Shabbos over the fire atmana and insulating. These are incredibly large halachas, with many differentiations of laws that pertain in practice. For Hayd Bana Agoin Bal Urim V'Tumim, and the one who wrote the Sefer Urim V'Tumim, Rabbi Yonasan Eibershitz, really testified for us. B'Sifrei Yaros Dvash and the Sefer Yaros Dvash, Ki Yefshar Kol B'Metzias, it's not possible in reality. She not submit to Shabbos to be safe from prohibition of Shabbos. Im Lo Yilmud Kol Adin Mal Burim Hayta V'Hayta, if you didn't learn all the halachas with their clarity very well. Now Behine Achas Masibus. Now one of the reasons that Sheyimon Lo Ilam that prevents people Hayidia the knowledge of Shabbos. In their knowledge of the halacha Shabbos, who is b'mnisha halacha chamur himayit, because the halacha is very difficult, the material. The yevshal avina hate mitechah shulchan aruch. You can't really understand it very well by just learning the shulchan aruch. Im l'shiyid mitchila, if you don't know first mekodi hadin megemara paiskim, the sources of the halachas from the gemara and from the halachic authorities. L'zeh ein l'adam penai b'zmanenu. Now in our times, people don't have time for this. Neirei b'tirde, because the abundance of what people are overwhelmed with mitzukas zman, the difficulties that come up of insin rab and our great sins. Levad, besides Mashiach Kama Chiluk Adeis Ben HaPaiskim, anyways, there's also many different divisions of opinions amongst the Paiskim, Chol Prat B'Prat, every single specific. Like I was lengthy in my introduction to the first portion of the six volumes of the Mishnah Berurah Ayin Shem, look over there. So he says, L'zayis Kamti, for that reason I got up in the Sardarti and I was awakened Be'ezda Hashem Yisbarach with the help of Hashem Yisbarach, L'var Gam Halacha Zuh Hamura, to explain also this severe halacha, meaning of the Chilek Gimel of Mishnah Berurah, of the halachas of Shabbos, called Din B'Din, every single one of the halachas, but Taimai B'Nimukim B'Gemar B'Paiskim, with its reasoning and its explanations from the Gemar and the Paiskim. Gam Yaboy Boy Maskan Sachrin Halacha, it's also explained over there the conclusions of the later authorities for the halacha, Al Kol Prat, Shenechel Gubay HaPaiskim HaKoyim, on every specific that was disagreed by the earlier Paiskim. Now, Gam Bekam Mekayim Sachmurim, and also in many of the more severely difficult places, Kamei B'Simen Rishmem Gimel, Rishmem Hey, Rishmem Ches, Rishmem Gimel, Rishmem Dad, Oy B'Harbe B'Harbe Simon, many of the Simonim of Hilchah Shabbos, Asisa B'Sicha Metchila, I made an introduction in the beginning before that Simon, Kadesh Yibba Nakal Achkech Lavan Debri HaShulchan Aruch, so that it should be easy to afterwards understand the words of Shulchan Aruch. Bekam Avas Malachis, now regarding many of the primary categories of Malacha, Likatiyas Asherashim, I gathered the sources, Medivre Rambam, from the words of the Rambam, Asherashim, Rishonim, and the other earlier Rishonim, Kadeshi, the Halacha Buryam. So the Halacha should be known with its clarity. Gam Bekibatz, the boy, Mesir Achrem, who is gathered from the Svarma of the later authorities, Oid Kamenyon, Chadashim, Tumiz, Manil, Maisa, also other many new Shilas that came up in our times in practice. So I hope with the help of Hashem Yisbarach, Shemisha Yilmud Ata Halacha. Now, whoever's going to now learn the Halacha, Yeda Kaldin B'Tamei Ben Muki, is going to know that every Halacha with its reasoning and its understanding, La Halacha L'Maisa, to know the Halacha and for practice, B'Do B'Nochen. Now, it's appropriate and it's fitting. L'Chol Yorei B'Chorid L'Var Hashem, whoever fears and trembles to the Word of God, L'Chol Nein Chaburis, to prepare groups, Lumen Tachar Shabbos, to learn Tachar Shabbos, Kedesh Likashlebam, so that they don't stumble in them. Kedisa Bialka, Rish Parsha Biakal, Amla Kedesh Boko Lemesha, Selucha Kilis Gedeus, make large assemblies, Udreshlof name Berdabim Hilcha Shabbos, and expound in front of them in public the Alachas of Shabbos. If you're doing this, known Shemir Shabbos Ketikuna, that safeguarding Shabbos as it's appropriate, who care of the geula, it brings near the redemption. Like our Chazal tell us, El Moli Shomri Sol Shtei Shabbos. It will only be that the Jewish people kept two Shabbases. Miyad Hayu Nagon. Right away, there would be redeemed. Like it says, may be zeicha to that. Bekarav Mamash.